Choose Health with holistic health life coach Linda LaCoux, offering you advice to choose a lifestyle that benefits your body and your mind. Insights that help you choose health.
Now that we've gone over what happens in the gut and how important gut health is, what are you supposed to eat so that you don't unintentionally damage the health balance of your gut microbiome? Some of the most common components found in food that can damage your intestinal lining are the proteins found in unsprouted grains, sugar, genetically modified organisms, and conventional dairy. Let's look at these individually. The problem with unsprouted grains is that they contain large amounts of nutrient blockers called phthalates and lectins. Lectins are sugar-binding proteins that act as a natural defense system for plants and protect them from outside invaders like mold and parasites. This is good news for the plant, but bad news for your body. Your digestive lining is covered with sugar-containing cells that help break down your food. Lectins gravitate toward this area, and when they attach to your digestive lining, it can damage your gut, causing inflammation. Sugar is another substance that will wreak havoc on your digestive system. Sugar will feed the growth of yeast, candida, and bad bacteria, which will further damage your gut. Bad bacteria actually can create toxins called excitotoxins that damage healthy cells and can eat a hole into your intestinal wall. Genetically modified and hybridized foods tend to be the highest in lectins since they have been modified to fight off bugs. Also, gluten-containing grains can damage your intestinal tract, causing leaky gut syndrome. So while you're working to heal your intestinal tract, stay away from grains, especially ones that contain incredibly high amounts of gluten or are genetically modified. Once your gut is healthy, you can slowly add these things back in and see how your body reacts to them. Conventional cow's milk is another food that can cause a leaky gut. The component of dairy that will harm your gut is the protein A1 casein. Also, the pasteurization process can destroy vital enzymes, making sugars like lactose very difficult to digest. Some of the good things that you can do for your gut is to reduce stress, get more sleep, schedule fun into your week, rest for one day a week or even 1 hour, meditate on scripture, hang out with positive uplifting people, do some yoga, read a book, take a hike. Your body needs a break every once in a while. Sometimes your brain just needs to relax and decompress. Give your body time to do that and your digestion will get better on its own. The amazing thing about the gut-brain connection is that it does not really matter which one you start to remedy first, the other will begin to fall in line. Bone broth is another thing that's incredibly good for your gut. It contains collagen, amino acids, proline, glycine, and can help heal damaged cell walls. I've had many clients do a bone broth fast for up to 3 days to rapidly help repair problems with a leaky gut. Raw cultured dairy is also something that's really good and contains both probiotics and short-chain fatty acids that can help heal the gut. Pastured kefir, yogurt, amasi, butter, and raw cheese are some of the best. Fermented vegetables can help. They contain organic acids that balance the intestinal pH and probiotics that support the gut. Things like organic sauerkraut, kimchi, and kvass are excellent sources. Coconut products. As long as you're not allergic to tree nuts, coconut products are especially good for your gut. The medium-chain fatty acids in coconut are easier to digest than other fats. Also, coconut kefir contains probiotics that support your digestive system. Sprouted seeds is another one that's really good for you. Things like chia seeds, flaxseed, hemp seed that have been sprouted are great sources of fiber that can help support the growth of beneficial gut bacteria. Now keep in mind, if you do have a severe leaky gut, you may need to start out getting your fiber from steamed vegetables and fruit, which are a little easier to digest. Consuming foods that have anti-inflammatory omega-3 fats are beneficial, such as grass-fed beef, lamb, and wild-caught fish like salmon. Let's look at some individual foods that are also healthy for your gut. Things like Jerusalem artichoke. They're high in inulin, strong in prebiotic potential. Inulin is an insoluble fiber. It travels through our bodies from the small to the large intestine and into the colon. Once this insoluble fiber finds its way to the colon, it ferments into healthy microflora. Bananas are really great for your gut as well. Like a peacemaker, bananas work to maintain harmony among microbes in the bacterial community known as phyla. This is one reason bananas are a standard prescription for an upset stomach. They also help reduce inflammation due to high levels of potassium and magnesium. Broccoli and other cruciferous vegetables like kale, cabbage, and cauliflower are wonderful for your intestinal tract. They contain sulfur-containing metabolites known as glucosinolates, which are broken down by microbes and release substances that reduce inflammation and reduce the risk of bladder, breast, colon, liver, lung, and stomach cancer. Blueberries can actually modify the microbiota to enhance immune function. Now that we have some idea of what foods to eat, what can you physically do? The biggest ones are recover well. Sleep, stress management, meditation, yoga, exercise are all necessary for the renewal of the body and controlling inflammation. Improving these areas of your life will help improve your gut health. Remember that excessive exercise can also lead to poor gut health. Avoid big meals before you exercise. Eat real food. Our bodies have a long-standing relationship with whole, real food. Food preservatives, additives, and all kinds of chemicals, on the other hand, present a new and most of the time impossible challenge for our bodies. Your gut health touches every aspect of your body. Maintaining the balance in your gut is essential to leading a happy and healthy life. You are empowered with the ability to make decisions that help your body heal. And now that you know that, use this knowledge. If you don't use it, it means nothing.
This has been Choose Health with Linda LaCoux. Linda is a certified holistic health coach, bend instructor, and personal trainer with Life Support Holistic Health in Cookeville. She's available for your questions on Facebook and online at lifesupporthh.com.